The first man's picture on the first money, his name was George. And that's coincidental. But that could happen to anybody, anywhere, at any time, if they were named George, couldn't it? Had some presses and a good printer. The second coincidental thing was that he lived at Mount Vernon, and I do too. That's the second part that's coincidental. Another thing that was coincidental was that there was a little saying about him in the cherry tree. And strangely enough, cherries denote virtue. How many know that? Strangely enough, on the first day that this was run, our brother Richard the Jew brought me some cherries from Washington. Another coincidence. It's just, this money's just full of coincidence here. Brother Richard? Coincidence? I believe that Jewish brother believes it's more than a coincidence. I think that's his way of telling me he believes in something outside of coincidence. But anyway, strangely enough, this money was to represent the Jew coming in. And just prior to this, our Jewish brother was baptized in Jesus' name. He accepted the gospel and went and told his dad. And not only that, but with this having to do with what we had spoke of concerning the millennium and the Jew coming in, he was here when we run this money and had just got his bearings in the Lord. Another thing that is coincidental about it is the Lord dealt with me to go to Jerusalem just at the time that this money was being run. Now, this is coincidental concerning what we're doing here. But coincidentally, our dealings in this transaction concerning the church, the money, and what we're doing here is with a man by the name of Ruark. And coincidentally, right behind us over here on this hill, the man that has been there in the tower overlooking things, name is Noah. And the strange part about this thing is that all of these things that we call coincidence are running in a sequence and in a chain reaction from one thing to another. There's a number of things tonight, if I had the time, just to talk to you concerning the money and the different things that we're doing, that it would shock you to see the coincidence of what's happening. Like a babe being born in Bethlehem that we spoke of, we've got it on tape here somewhere, close by a place called Mars Hill, right over the way a place called Salem. Us coming to this baby farm after having stopped on Star and Manger Street of the Bethlehem this side of Winder when we first come here, and of them having the nativity scene of the life of Christ with a regularity every year, and having started that very year that we came there, they named the streets after Mary and Joseph and after the manger and after star and all the biblical terminologies, and chose it to be the Christmas town when we come there. Now, what we're doing here, this seems real strange, but in that this Mount Vernon, the name, and the different things that we spoke of seem coincidental. One of the greatest coincidences, perhaps, that could have happened was at the time that we contemplated doing these things that we were forced to go to Fort Knox, Kentucky, where all the gold was kept, and had to withstand the general that was over the field We went out over the court, and the goal was moved out of Fort Knox, and we wound up with General Starry's coat with the stars on it here, coincidentally. How? He never gave it to me. I never stole it, but we still wound up with it here. About the time we had got the vault built out here. Now, there is an awful lot of things that can be said, stretched out over a long period of time concerning the government, concerning the law, concerning the local things, concerning types, concerning predictions and dreams and visions. But the carnal mind will outreason them all. But through the foolish and abased things of the world, God has confounded the wise, made it revelation unto babes such as will learn. I had made the statement that it was a changeover from the United States government to this government that was coming in, which was the Millennium Government. And as I said, all of a sudden from Fort Knox, Kentucky, these things took place. Another thing, making the statement that this was the change, at the very time that our money come out, the eagle flew off of their half a dollar. And they stated that they had had 200 years of government, or of freedom, from 76 to 76. I had just made the statement that 76 would be the end of their government, in that history shows that no government ever lasted over 200 years, and that this government would come in this year, just before their government went out next year. And sure enough, off goes the eagle. Now, you say, what does that mean, Brother Pike? The eagle represents the eagle nation. It is the fourth beast that announced the seal. It represents the end of the eagle nation and also the rapture of the church, whereas God likens his church to the eagles. The government of the United States being over and God turning back to the Jews to bring in the head of the nation. All of a sudden, about this time that we're speaking of going to Jerusalem and Noah and the Ark and all these things, we get a hearing from Illinois, from the Royal Dutch Airlines. It's owned by George Clem or something to this extent. And in this, we are told that they suggest that we leave in February, whereas I felt like they would suggest February. And believe it or not, they had my birthday listed, which is the 10th. And coincidentally, that is the time, according to our calendar, when God appeared to Noah and told him to get into the ark, that destruction was coming. And about this time, they come and tell me that America is letting out contracts to build nuclear weapons to get rid of this side of the ocean while we go over to the other side. Brother Branham predicted that by 77 everything would be in ashes according to his vision. Things is coincidentally happening all around us. You could write a book on coincidence. These things are taking place, and this is only a fragment of the things that's taking place that we're speaking of, and that is the truth. For instance, one thing we might mention is that this half a dollar has to do with Kennedy. And I made the statement that Kennedy, when he came in, that was the end of the Protestant age and the government was over and it would just be a matter of time it would run out. And I brought it on down to this time and showed how it would run out in cycles of 3 years at a time and hit over you where we was at, which it did. And Kennedy was the beginning of the Catholic government, the first Catholic president we ever had. And it was the end of the Protestant government, which meant that it was all over. So then there is a great thing to these things, and as I said, I could go on and on. There's just so many things that's filling my mind that I could go on and on and point back and trace back to some things that we've told you in the past. But in simple terminology, This is the beginning of the new earth, the beginning of the new world, the beginning of the new government. And I say this again, people will not understand this because they are looking for an Antichrist, and the first thing they're going to do is, oh, an Antichrist is here. They don't have enough understanding and wisdom to realize that they're already caught by Antichrist and that the Christ is coming in to deliver them. But the thing is, regardless to what they say, the Bible said that the wise will understand, the wicked will not understand. They'll not see when good cometh. But I'll say this right briefly in closing my thoughts here. The early apostolic church of Pentecost came in. The prophecy of Joel was fulfilled concerning the latter rain. But in that it was to come about in the end time, God only previewed it, put it out, let the dark age come in, and then brought it back with Martin Luther and established the government of that type here in the end time for us. Now this is happening exactly the same way. God will preview the millennium government, bringing everything. In Monroe, Georgia, little Bethlehem will be it right here. He wants this thoroughly previewed of his people in perfection and of what he's going to do. Everything is thoroughly set up. Then the tribulation period will set in as the dark age and swallowed up. And everything will be gone. It will be swallowed up. And then it will revive again and rise again on the other side of the tribulation period in the millennium to never again be changed. So to them that understand and believe, you can see why Brother Taylor is excited. There's something to be excited about. And the reason he is excited is because he believed what I said about it. And it is the truth. But you heard what I said about it. But many of you can't make yourself believe it. Therefore, there is no life or excitement to it. You hear the gospel, but that isn't enough. You are saved by translation through faith in the gospel, as it was with Enoch. So then, it makes a world of difference. Now, just so much for that, but this money will probably be in use pretty soon now. They got it ready, and the little system of the bank out here is doing beautifully, and this will be in use. And there's no need of you going out trying to explain this to the world because they'd think you was crazy, and they'd be ready to put you in a mental institution. No need of you trying to explain it to anybody. It's not for them.